Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. I'm Ruben Colazar. I'm your host of the Radio Ruben Show. Just me, all alone, up in the attic. Haha. A lot of people think I'm in the basement, in the attic. Yep. Kyrie Irving from Cleveland Cavaliers came out a week or two ago and said he was a flat earther on a podcast. Been trying to bring this subject matter to a wider audience. First called Rover's Morning Glory when I found out about the flat earth. Nat said, oh yeah, somebody already brought it up to Rover. We don't want to talk about it. So I said, okay, you don't want to talk about it. We won't talk about it. A few months later, I called up the aftermath. I forget. Oh, yeah, I just wanted to promote my dude, Lord Chronic, which, while we're here, I think I could play a little Lord Chronic. Let me just zoom him up. Actually, I think we could get some real Lord Chronic here. This is... Okay. So I don't know how well that comes through. Don't really care. Did this show for three Twitter guys, Fist of God, Replay, and Turk. So we'll see if they call in. I gave them the number. They want to know where it's at. They're all a little confused, I'm sure, because I'm not real good with this whole thing. But yeah, but you guys don't want to hear Lord Chronic. Let this be joking. Okay. I can play that anything. So... I called up the aftermath to see if Charlie's got such a great taste in music, if he would like Lord Chronic. No, Ruben, he does not like Lord Chronic. In fact, since I've met Lord Chronic, another artist has come out calling himself Lord Chronic. So they probably didn't even know which Lord Chronic I was talking about, which is really frustrating. But while I was trying to bring up Lord Chronic, they brought up... the Rover's Morning Glory subreddit, where everybody hates me. They had a poll. 254 people voted to kick me off of the subreddit. Ironically, at the same time that they were having a vote whether or not Spider should be allowed on the subreddit, because it's such a holy sacred ground on the subreddit. Holy shit. Whoa. Oh my God, what's Spider doing? No, get him out of here. Get him out of here. He's drawing pictures. He's making videos. We can't have that. It's horrible. Oh my God, he's making people think and people are having emotions. So, I don't know, I brought up Flat Earth on the Reddit and people went freaking nuts. So when I called into the aftermath to bring up Lord Chronic, all they wanted to talk about was the flat earth. So, actually, I have that. I wonder if I could play that. Go to YouTube. And we're just waiting to see if anybody calls. Do-do-do-do-do-do. See, Spider, flat earth, aftermath. See if anything comes up. I can't find half my videos half the time. God darn it. It's here somewhere. Ooh. What's this? What's this? Oh, this is a good one. Oh, 18 views. Really moving up. I'm on fire. Spider calls aftermath Lord Chronic ending. So, still waiting for calls.
They felt I couldn't use some audio of a very good friend of mine.
It's Spider.
Name Lord Chronic, and I was personally check it out.
And because he has such good taste in music and
Charlie's
opinion.
Smiling. He thinks it's
I'm
all a joke.
Feedback from you.
Okay, and Lord Chronic?
Yes.
Okay, I will look into Lord Chronic. I don't have my email open or anything right now, but you emailed me an MP3 or something of Lord Chronic?
Yep, just like yes.
Right, because it would be so hard to just open up your email. I'm sure they're not set up to do that whatsoever.
That's MP3.
Well, I asked. You said, can I send you
music? Hey, please give me that Lord Chronic, dude.
Yeah. Okay, I emailed you. No, you said, can I send you some music? And I said, sure, you can send me some music. I thought it was going to be your original music, Spider. I didn't know it was just a friend of yours. But, yeah, I'll check it out.
Yeah, I am working on dropping a mixtape, but, no, I didn't.
Spider-Man of Venom. You wanted it in MP3 format, so that's what I put it in there for.
Cool, man. So what happened with you yesterday? You tried to call in and claim the Orlando shooting was a false flag operation, and everybody gave you shit, and I...
Which, the Orlando Pulse shooting was a complete false flag operation. I'll just go into that a little bit here. You have to look at all the video, and you have to see what buildings they're walking to, because if you look at it on a map, the victims, they start off on the left, they move to the right, they end up back on the left. The victims are carrying victims. The police, there's plenty of police everywhere. They're not doing a goddamn thing. They even at one point load a person up into a pickup truck. And so I think I just wanted to bring that up, and I think Rover called me a pedophile, which is weird because... That's his go-to move, and I think his dad was a pedophile, and my dad is not a pedophile, and it's kind of a learned behavior from what I understand. But all that aside, let's see what else they have to say.
Kind of under the belief that you don't actually believe that. You're saying it just to get on the air. Who also thinks that way in this room?
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. That's Rover's new approach. Years ago when I called him up, he told me that he loved conspiracies, right? Okay, so now when I call him up and talk about these things, his go-to move, the pedophile is his second move, but his go-to move is,
Spider, you don't really believe in that anyway. See, he's just calling to get on the air.
Yeah, Rover, it's so rewarding to call you up, have your friends death threat me, and then you hang up on me after 20 seconds. Oh, I just get off on it so much. Oh.
I don't. I believe he actually believes the kind of...
Okay, that was NADS right there. So NADS is the same week as Turk, 18th, Fist of God, July 18th, the week of the Persuader. So those people are great. They always are somewhat in my corner or somewhat protective of me. So it's really great having NADS in your corner. But he doesn't like Flat Earth.
Yes. On the Reddit page arguing about the Flat Earth, like the Earth being flat. But you think the Earth is flat, Spider?
I don't know if you caught that or not, but... Oh, we got some Twitter interaction. Hold on. Nads just said Flat Earth. Just call the number, dude. Avenger. Avenger can't figure... Yeah, I posted the link. Man, Jesus Christ. Just call the number. Here, guys, just call the number. Just call the number. I am live. And here's the number. The number is, if you want to call in, is 1-602-753-1964. Okay, let's see if they can get it. Anything can happen now. Oh, we're really cutting-edge multimedia today, folks. I got the phone, I got the tube. Okay, noted, I will never go there. Yeah, heaven forbid you smoke in the kitchen, right? Because if the smoke gets in the food, I could lose all of this. All right, so we're still waiting for a call. But while we're waiting for a call, let us get back to this. Okay, this is...
we're just going to go around in circles. I don't think I'm going to convince anybody on your show today that the Earth's flat, but yeah, I do think the Earth's flat.
Why do you think that? Spider, so why is the Earth flat?
That's the way God made it.
do you believe in God? Now, it's surprising that somebody that's so obsessed with stars and stuff would think that Earth is flat. Do you think those other...
Right, that's good logic. Somebody that's obsessed with stars couldn't believe in God. Also, somebody obsessed with trees, they couldn't believe in God either. And people obsessed with, I don't know, what, sex with little children, like a Catholic priest? No, they can believe in God. They're the only ones that can believe in God. Flat earthers, you're not allowed to believe in God.
Stars are flat too?
Yes.
Well, we don't know.
What do you think about the stars there? And as far as stars go, they're not stars. They're not suns millions of miles away. It's absurd to think that your eyes could see something that's millions of miles away. But the sun and moon are actually the same distance from the Earth, and they're the same size, and there's actually two other heavenly bodies that are somewhat invisible.
Charlie's actually shaking his head no. He knows that I'm wrong. He's just, and he thinks this is all a joke.
But you could see him during eclipses.
And right now on this video, I'm actually showing an eclipse where there's two disks, one in front of the moon and one behind the moon. It's really fascinating. It's really sad. This video only got 200 views, but whatever. Okay, so I'm about to drop a little bit more flat earth truth here on this video for the aftermath.
What's on the other side of the flat earth?
Holy fuck, if you had just seen Jeffrey's face, his face is ready to explode. Oh, man, that was the best face ever. I was probably already so many screen grabs of Jeffrey, but it comes in at about 256. Jeffrey's face is just ready to blow up. Wow, that was great. So, and again, Charlie wants to know what's under the earth. Now, we don't know what's under the earth. Maybe the government knows, maybe NASA knows, but we don't know. Maybe we'd freak the fuck out if we found out. But who knows the deepest hole that we've built on Earth or dug? Who knows? Does anybody know? 8 miles in Russia, they couldn't go any deeper than 8 miles. Or 12 kilometers, I think it works out to. It's the Kuala Peninsula in Russia, something like that. You can find it. Just Google it. I can't do all this work, people. Let's get back to this aftermath call.
Unknown.
Just unknown.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like Game of Thrones where there's an ice wall, and so the...
Okay, Charlie loves Game of Thrones, but if I mention Game of Thrones, it triggers him. He's pissed now. If you could see his face, he's pissed. He does not like Spider and Game of Thrones being in the same conversation. It's bad. Charlie's about to have a meltdown.
Arctic is not really at the south of the globe. It's actually a giant wall surrounding like a dish-shaped Earth.
You're pissing Nads off. This whole thing is...
Okay, Naz is pissed. His face is red. And this is one of the topics I wanted to bring up is flat earth will get you emotional. Now, let's check the Twitter feed. I'm listening at work, buddy. Oh, Turk's listening. No shit. Well, that's all I got. Okay, let's get back to the spider calls aftermath. This isn't much longer.
Really pissing Nads off. I can just hear this is so stupid. Now, but you could walk if you want it.
But ironically, you know what else is stupid? Because my belief is all opposites are true. At one point, we all thought the Earth was flat, and we thought the globe was stupid. So it's really only a matter of perception for what's stupid and what's not stupid. So enough people said, "Hey, it's a globe. The flat Earth's stupid."
Or take a boat. You could go around the world. So how do you explain that?
Yeah, that's what Magellan and Captain Cook did. They thought that they were sailing around the bottom of Antarctica, and it only should have took them 12,000 miles. It took them 60,000 miles, and it took them 3 to 4 years to sail around there.
How about a little bit something more modern than Magellan?
Yeah.
So I play some Lord Chronic. Yeah, so I ended up with the Lord Chronic, just trying to promote him. Wasn't good enough for Charlie, whatever. Okay, so I just got a few topics here. Maybe we'll get a caller, maybe we won't. But, you know, that's the way it goes. Okay, first, pictures from space, I didn't know this. I had to find this out. They're all composites. And this is something that NASA will tell you. This information comes from NASA. When you look at the pictures, and you have to type in real pictures, and you'll see in the fine print that they all say that they're a composite. Now, composite, you don't really think about that much at first, but two phone lines open. Weird. I'm so bored I might actually call myself just to get a little interaction here. But yeah, pictures from space are composites. They're not real pictures. Also, NASA has released different pictures of the Earth and the continents are different sizes on all their pictures. The color of the blue is different. Also, the clouds, upon further examination, have been found to be Photoshopped. They will copy, I think it's called cloning. They take a little section, a little square of one cloud, and copy and paste it, or reverse it, or flip it. So there's one NASA picture that just has Photoshop clones of the clouds all over the place. The other thing is, you could look at, NASA has like time-lapse pictures of the Earth rotating and spinning. Unbelievable as it may sound, the clouds do not move. So it's a picture of the Earth rotating for possibly, I don't know, 24 hours. It's like a one-day rotate. The clouds don't move, and like I can just look out my window and see in a few minutes that the clouds are always moving. So from space, you would think that you would see a lot greater movement. Okay, next topic is plane windows and the Concorde. There used to be the supersonic jet that would fly really high from France to anywhere in the world, I guess. I really don't know too much about it, but I was looking into it. And apparently, originally, we all thought that you could see the curvature of the Earth from the Concorde, and I just stumbled upon this the other day. And yes, they promoted that you could see the curvature if you went on that flight, and it would only hold like 100 or so people, and they were really rich people. But the people who would get off the plane and in conversations and in interviews, they would say, no, we did not see the curvature. It's a myth. So at that high altitude, which I don't know what that is right now, but you can look into the Concorde for yourself, and I still need to look into it more. Apparently from the Concorde, you could not see the curvature of the Earth. The Concorde is now decommissioned, and I think it ended with the crash. Didn't really look into it much, but there's a lot of funny stuff about the crash. The crash might not even have been legit. Okay, the Truman Show. Yes, I know the Truman Show is a movie. It's not a documentary. I know that. I do know that. The point of the Truman Show is the boy in the bubble. Everybody knows what's going on except for you. So if you look at the citizens inside the Truman Show as maybe Freemasons, maybe secret society, maybe government employees, they all know what's going in, what is going on, but they can't tell the Truman. The Truman has to figure it out on his own. Okay, next is gravity versus density. And I'm trying to tell this in a different way. Let's see. Go outside and look, and you see the Earth's not moving. We're not moving. There's not stuff flying by. It's perfectly still and calm. So that's the first thing. We're not moving. They tell you that we are. You don't see anybody underneath you, like, say, for example, China or India. You would think on a globe those people are underneath us, and it's weird, right? They're sticking to the ball. But you don't ever see that. You only hear that. Okay, just like the curve. You don't ever see the curve. You hear about the curve. You hear about it. You hear, like, for example, oh, yeah, when snipers are sniping, they got to take into account the curvature of the Earth. And, yeah. So what? So a sniper has to take in the curvature of the Earth to make an accurate shot?
Give me that formula. I want to know what that formula is. Okay, so gravity, I stopped believing in gravity about, I want to say, 3 years ago. I think I was at Main Street when I stopped believing in gravity. I was always suspicious of it, never really liked it, and I think this is a dualistic universe. There's for every up, there's a down. For every on, there's an off. For every black, there's a white. For every cat, there's a dog. Well, what's the opposite of gravity? There's no opposite of gravity. Well, you could say anti-gravity, but now you're like Star Wars and in science fiction, which I love, don't get me wrong, but it's not science reality. So there's no opposite to gravity. We've never harnessed gravity. Nobody's ever recreated gravity. I think we would know if someone recreated gravity. If it's alive naturally in nature, you should see it again. Unless it's this totally unique thing, like, say, the sun. You know, you don't ever see any other suns. But it's a real unique thing, and I just don't buy it. You should be able to fly up in a helicopter or a hot air balloon and see the Earth move below you. But, oh, no, they'll tell you that you're moving with the Earth moving. It's like if you throw a pencil in a moving car. The pencil moves with the car. Yeah, I don't buy that. I don't think we're in a car. Not in the sense that they say. So in the Flat Earth research, density is what pulls things down. Dense, you go down. And I'll give you some examples of this. If you go up to Colorado, it's a mile high. Colorado, you have a different boiling point. So if you had to cook pasta, I think the water boils at 200 degrees instead of 212, or it might be 208. There's a formula for it, and I can't really think of it now. Because the air pressure is less up there. The higher you go, the less pressure there is. The lower you go, the more pressure it is. That's why when they dug the hole in Russia, it got so dense, unless they hit the bottom, I don't know, but it got so dense that you couldn't keep digging. All right, true believers, only 7 minutes left in the show. Not a total failure. Okay, let's go to satellite pics, but let's just round up the gravity versus density. So it's actually density and buoyancy that causes things to go up or not because they're seeking light. You put a rock on the ground, they're both dense. The rock's not going to fall through the ground. You would think if gravity's there and gravity's strong enough to pull the moon and keep it in our orbit, but a helium balloon could escape, you would think that helium balloon would get sucked down. So just start thinking of things like that. Zero callers. I'm saying, okay, satellite pictures. Everybody right now, Google image search satellite images or real satellite images. You're not going to get real pictures. You'll get one or two that might fool you and trick you, think that they're real. But for the most part, they are all CGI, and I think that's pretty apparent. And what it is they just go, oh, we'll show you a computer model of a satellite. Now, why can't we get a satellite to take a picture of another satellite? Why isn't there this live feed of just space junk? There's live feeds of grass growing. I mean, people just have live feeds of somebody's lawn where the grass just grows. But not in space, not in satellites. There's no live feed. Oh, sure, you got the ISS. That's a whole other story. I'm not really prepared to go into the ISS. But I also noticed that you don't really see the clouds move on those ISS pictures either. Okay, so satellites, you're not going to find a real picture of them. Astronauts, for the most part, are all part of a secret society called Freemasons, and I don't think they even get on those rockets. Also, you notice that when the rocket goes into outer space, say we're launching a rocket, you know, from NASA, starts off, goes up, but then it curves. Now, what's the reason for this? It's so unlogical. And this is really the heart of the matter is they're telling you things that just don't make any sense. But they give you a science explanation. Oh, well, to escape Earth's atmosphere, the rocket has
has to actually start getting into orbit and start curving. Okay, so sure. And now we're just being direct. Are we being directly lied to? Is that a bullshit thing, excuse? And now we just believe anything that they say? So quite possibly the rockets just curve off over the ocean, land in the ocean. Also, you remember when I think the lunar module came splashing down into the ocean? It went through Earth's atmosphere, popped out a parachute, and they always tell you that Earth's atmosphere will burn things up, right? The friction is so much friction. Yet, there was no steam coming off of the lunar modular capsule when it splashed down in the ocean. Okay, Church just said, if you actually knew what Freemasons do with their lodges, you'd realize how ridiculous your theory is. Okay, so do Freemasons keep a secret, Turk, yes or no? I know 5 Freemasons. I don't know what they do in their lodge. I have 4 Freemason books. I could read and learn the handshakes and learn what the Tyler does. And, you know, this is really interesting how you bring that up. Okay, so am I to believe that you're a Freemason and that you know what goes on in the lodges? Well, stop the presses. That's more interesting than flat Earth. Second of all, so if you are a Mason, here is my little Duncan's Ritual book. Oh, Duncan, where are you? If you look at the altars and the rituals of the Freemasons, how they have to enter at a certain spot and circle around, tell me that's not the same pattern as the sun. That is the exact same pattern as the sun. They're recreating. Oop, we got another tweet here. Okay, so Turk is a Freemason. Wow. Ooh, this just got juicy. Okay, so I guess if you actually knew what Freemasons do with their lodges, you'd realize how ridiculous your theory is. Okay, so according to you, you guys are not good at keeping secrets. Because that's what I'm saying. My theory is that the Freemasons are good at keeping secrets. So if you're not good at keeping a secret, Turk, tell me what some of the handshakes are. Tell me what it means when the handshake. And tell me, can a Freemason communicate with another Freemason in the same room without ever saying a word? Well, geez, that certainly sounds secretive, but I don't know what they really do, so that's ridiculous. Groupstar, you're so ridiculous. We're just helping kids. Okay. So, Turk, what lodge do you belong to? Tell me that one. Yep. Okay, only 2 minutes left in the show. We're going to end it with the Antarctic Treaty. Yeah, that's always scary. Okay, we're going to end with the Antarctic Treaty. So, as soon as Admiral Byrd came back from his exploration of the South Pole, I want to say in the 40s or 50s, the next thing we have the Antarctic Treaty, and I don't know if it was 16 countries that started off right off the bat. Also, Turk, it's no different than any other club or fraternity, says Turk. Okay, so now who's being ridiculous? A lot of countries signed on to the Antarctic Treaty. It's the first time so many countries have ever agreed on anything. And as far as I know, nobody's really violated the Antarctic Treaty. You can't just go down to the Antarctic Treaty. But also the Felix Baumgartner thing has a lot of holes in it. If you really think that's the picture of the curve, that's ridiculous. Some of those pictures are so exaggerated. We'll just end with this. The curvature of the Earth, to my best understanding, is 8 inches drop every mile square. So, I'm going to just use this as an example the other day. Yeah. Okay, so there's a lake. It's 8 miles long. So we go 8 times 8. It gives us 64. That's what it is squared. Times
8 inches equals 512 inches. That's the drop. Let's divide it by 12 so we get the feet. Equals 42.66 inches drop. So on a frozen flat lake, well, at least to us it may appear frozen and flat, that's 8 miles long, there should be a 42-foot drop. 42. Now, I'm 6 feet. Let's divide 42 by 6. 7. I should be able to stand on top of my head 7 times, and that should measure to you're just being ridiculous. Dieter's frat won't share their handshake. Do they control the world too? Geez, I wish I had a real funny zinger to come back on that. Okay, first of all, I never said that the Masons control the world, although I'm not saying that they don't. But what I said about the Masons is that they're good at keeping a secret. Also, you didn't answer the other question. Can a Mason communicate with another Mason in a room without saying a word using nonverbal communication? How much information can you give a brother without saying a word? That's it. That's it. Answer that. And tell me what other club and fraternity could do that. Okay, so yeah. So that's it. That's the curvature of the Earth. So, Avenger, you said you came up with 4 inches a drop every 54 miles or something ridiculous like that? No. And there's a calculator. It's called Curve Calculator on the Internet, something like that. You type it in yourself, give yourself these things. I'm not the one that came up with the formula, okay? I'm the one using the formula and explaining things to you. Well, guys, it's probably been my best show ever. Thank you. And like I always love to say, that's everything you never knew you needed to know. That was the Radio Reuben Show.